BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
Hello and welcome to Entertainment. I'm William Cramer. Now, if I said the name Turner, would it mean anything to you? Well, you may have heard of J.M.W. Turner, a famous English painter from the 19th century. But if you read a British newspaper, you're more likely to read about the Turner Prize, which is an art prize named after the painter. Every year, a British-based artist under the age of 50 wins the Turner Prize, which this year is £25,000. Well, despite the fact that the prize is named after J.M.W. Turner, there are no painters on this year's shortlist. We're going to hear a clip of Rachel Campbell-Johnston, the chief art critic at the Times newspaper. She's describing the work of one of the shortlisted artists, Zarina Bimji. Don't worry if you can't understand the clip, because it's fast and there are a lot of hard words in there. I just want you to try to hear what kind of objects Zarina Bimji has made.
Very lyrical, very evocative photographs of lost things, of memories, ordinary things drenched in light which suddenly take on overtones of loss and displacement and presences that have vanished.
Listen again and remember, Zarina Bimji is not a painter. So what is it that she's created?
Very lyrical, very evocative photographs of lost things, of memories, ordinary things drenched in light which suddenly take on overtones of loss and displacement and presences that have vanished.
Well, there was a lot of description in that clip, but Zarina Bimji has made photographs. Very lyrical, very evocative photographs of lost things. Evocative is an adjective describing something that makes you remember other things. For example, you might be in a restaurant and suddenly hear very evocative music, which reminds you of an old friend. There's a verb form too. We can say, the music evokes memories. Rachel Campbell-Johnston used another adjective, lyrical. This word is used to describe works of art which express emotion very beautifully. These very lyrical, very evocative photographs, Rachel Campbell-Johnston says, are of ordinary things, which take on overtones of loss and displacement. An overtone is a meaning that is not openly stated, but suggested or hinted at. So the photographs are of things that hint at loss and displacement, that evoke memories of loss and displacement.
Very lyrical, very evocative photographs of lost things, of memories, ordinary things drenched in light which suddenly take on overtones of loss and displacement and presences that have vanished.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Now let's listen to Rachel Campbell-Johnston's description of the work of another shortlisted artist, Nathan Coley. Do you know the word camouflage? Camouflage is a way of hiding soldiers or equipment by making them look like the things around them. So forest camouflage is very green and has leafy patterns. But what's dazzle camouflage? Listen carefully.
He's done a series of pieces which uses the dazzle camouflage that the ships used during the war to disguise themselves against the ocean so huge bulks could be disguised.
She said that ships used dazzle camouflage during the war to disguise themselves against the ocean. When British people say the war, they often mean the Second World War. And I think that's what Rachel Campbell-Johnston is talking about here. So, dazzle camouflage is a special kind of camouflage for ships. Next, see if you can hear what the artist, Nathan Coley, has done with dazzle camouflage.
He's done a series of pieces which uses the dazzle camouflage that the ships used during the war to disguise themselves against the ocean so huge bulks could be disguised. He's dazzle camouflaged synagogues and mosques with a fairly obvious metaphorical meaning. This is a spiritual or religious present which is half camouflage, but the dazzle camouflage actually makes it more obvious.
She says Nathan Coley has dazzle camouflaged synagogues and mosques. Why has he done this? Well, Rachel Campbell-Johnston thinks that the meaning is that we live in a religious time, but this fact is half hidden. Ironically, the camouflage looks so strange on religious buildings that it becomes more obvious. Listen again.
He's dazzle camouflaged synagogues and mosques with a fairly obvious metaphorical meaning. This is a spiritual or religious present, which is half camouflage, but the dazzle camouflage actually makes it more obvious.
Now, if this sounds unbelievable, you can see a picture of a camouflaged model of a church by Nathan Coley by following a link on the entertainment website on bbclearningenglish.com. Just ask yourself, what would J.M.W. Turner think of that?
BBC
LearningEnglish.com